Milchichel Shabbos, and Siman Rish Mem Tes, which are the halachas that apply to Erev Shabbos, our last few words on Daf Yudala Meralaf at Sif Beis. So we were saying Sif Beis, you don't want to make a meal Erev Shabbos that you're not used to during the weekday, even if it's a Sudas Eris, and because of Kabbash Shabbos, you want to come out with an appetite the whole day, is including the Issur. Ramos said, now, if it's man, is Erev Shabbos, a Bris Midl, a Pinyan Ben, and then it's Mutter. Now, says Mechaba further, Balech Belishtis, to eat and to drink is continued to page 28. Balik could be a Suda without making a meal, a Frilis of the Shogu Babachol, even a meal that you used to during the weekday, call you Mutla Haskel, the whole day you're permitted to start. This means I didn't make a halach, but it's a mitzvah the whole back, Balik, by a Suda Shanog Babachol, from establishing a meal that you used to during the weekday, be Tesha Shasamala. If it's 9 hours into the day, like on a perfect day, 6 to 6 would be 3 o'clock. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yodal, Belechol, Belishtas v'chulu. Just to eat and drink without making a meal, even if it's a meal that you usually have during the weekday, you're allowed to. Now, Be'emichlal Zeh, it's not included in this. You drink so much beverage, actually, Sobeya, until you're like full. That's most definitely ruining your appetite. And the senses could testify in this. And sometimes by getting so drunk, you could just totally lose out from the whole Siddur Shabbos at all. Okay, different mitzvah. One of them is definitely it's a mitzvah to hold back from this. At least from 9 hours into the day. With the Shartzi, unless you test beings from Taznel Rabbi, later on, Simitov, Ayanel, regarding Erev Pesach. Now, there there's Isser. But here, Al Kapon, there's a mitzvah, like regarding a Siddur that you normally have during a weekday. And he says, look at the Taz regarding our situation, that by Suda Mishnah, if he's conveying himself to drinking, that's forbidden all day, because he could be mevatel through this from the Shabbos. But drinking just by itself, in this way, for sure, one should be machma at least from 9 hours and later, al kaponim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tezvav. And this is afilu b'chulu. So he says, hainu kamoi v'afilu. It's like, and with a vav, and a filo, meaning, what does the Mechaber mean to say? The loy mabay, I don't to the cloud, which was what he was starting off with. Without making a meal at all, that's for sure permitted all day long. There's no even mitzvah to hold back from. Now that's what he's saying. And even by making a meal, does not make a huge, expansive meal. Like he usually has a regular lunch during the weekday. That's permitted the whole day of a mitzvah. That's what he's saying. A mitzvah to hold back, at least from 9 hours into the day, around 3 o'clock, stop having even a regular meal. Sipkat Tezayin. Milik Vaya Suda for making a meal, even that you have on a regular weekday. Now, in this, if you started in the mouth, so you don't stop. Sipkat Yitzay, Metesh Shosamala, from 9 hours and above. Haina Shoy Zmanis. That is the subjective hours. Meaning when there's a quarter of a day left of the subjective hours till nighttime, you shouldn't be making a meal anymore. Now, however, it seems to be in the winter, this matchim where the days are very short, so then a quarter of the day is very little. Then there's mitzvah to hold back from making a regular meal. If he couldn't have choice, even before 9 hours into the day, as long as he evaluates by himself, if he's going to have a meal right now, he's not going to have a time to eat at nighttime. One should not be having it at that time. Sif Gimel. Derech Anshei Maisa, the way of people of action is Lasanis B'chol Erev Shabbos, they fast every Erev Shabbos. Sif Kon Yud Ches, Sif Mishmul Lasanis. Why are they fasting? K'desh Yitim Lech B'lel, they should have appetite to eat at Friday night meal. V'ayme B'achem Magad Ramah Shor HaChem, just they agree, they ain't Lasanis B'Erev Shabbos. One should not fast on Erev Shabbos. K'desh Lekon Zal Shabbos Gosh Rabun, they shouldn't come to Shabbos when he's afflicted, when he's exhausted and he's so hungry. Unless he's so delicate, Shem Yochel Bayam is going to eat anything during the day. He's not going to have an appetite for the Friday night meal. Then it's a good custom. It may mazik la'atayin if the fasting doesn't harm him. The Bi'a Locha and the Bi'baskim with Bayez Suda says that that is to eat bread that's going to satisfy the way he normally does during the weekday. But to have a little bit to satisfy, just to take away the hunger pains, that's not considered Kviyaz Suda regarding this Inyan. And that would be something that you don't even have a mitzvah limana from a regular lunch that you have. Let's say if you're just starving, that's not a problem at all. And Dibri Mask Mateshu Islamala says, look at Mishabru and Sifkat and Yud Zayin, which he's saying it shows manias. and during the winter you should do it even earlier. The reason is that even though you have to calculate Shor Zmanis, that's when the day is not so short. When the day is very short, for sure he's not going to have an appetite to eat at nighttime if he's eating a regular, let's say, dinner or whatever he has at 5 o'clock. So it's definitely not better than this, than if he was istinus, which the Gemara, which in Sibbet Tovayin, Aleph, the Rambam is machmer regarding that. So although regarding matzah, which is more chomer than our situation, that's just that there's no chiyuv, but al-kapon, here there is a mitzvah. And even though in truth, even by istinus, doesn't have to fast on Erev Shabbos, only for mitzvah chasidus, that's a full test, a full fast. But whereas regarding our situation, where it's only to do it earlier, for sure it's a mitzvah to do earlier, definitely eat your lunch a little bit earlier. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 22, in the words of Sharatzian, that he said, is from the Taznil Rabbi later on Simitov Ayanav regarding Erev Pesach, and that's what we're comparing to over here in Erev Shabbos. So the other Shulchan Aruch writes that it's forbidden to drink a little bit of wine in Erev Pesach because it's going to satisfy the heart, but you're allowed to drink a lot because that's actually going to give you appetite. Taz writes with it, however, it's also to drink so much wine until you're totally full because that's for sure going to ruin your appetite. So although there's a chiyuv here, it's at least a mitzvah regarding that. Dish number 23, even if a person is not accustomed to eating a meal at this time during the weekday, Mr. Karelitz rules that according to this opinion, it's permitted to eat this suda on Erev Shabbos, like the Mishnah says, Sivkot Tez Vav, because he's not making such a big meal. He's just making like a normal sized meal. Addition number 24. So he said that, but there's a mitzvah to hold back, and that's what the Mechaber is talking about, for making a meal that you have normally during the weekday from 9 hours on into the day. So if someone buried his mace on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeah says it's good not to eat the Sudas HaBarah close to Shabbos because it's not an obligation. And he adds on, that's how the minig is. And the Gesh HaChem explains that the intent is not to eat the Sudas from Tesh HaShoyis Ulamala. Dershu number 27, the Be'alacha said that to have a little bit to satisfy your hunger is not considered Kefiyah Sudas regarding this. Chaznish had a minig not to eat bread, even a cooked dish on Erev Shabbos after the time of Mecha Gedayla, just to eat Peres. And dish 28, the Sharatzin later on, Sim Tov Kof Samavis, writes to the Primogun, wasn't sure about this point. Wasn't sure about this point of what we're saying that. That's actually from the next day.